Good morning, my name's Stephen Schaub. I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Meadworks in Paulette, Vermont. Well, this is part three, the final part of stand development. And I thought what I would do in this part is share sort of my thoughts as to what I thought worked and what didn't work, and also share recipes and processing times. First off, you get a lot of people who talk about stand development versus semi-stand development. In my personal opinion, I happen to like the idea of semi-stand. So you're doing a little bit of agitation, primarily in the first 5 minutes, as I've already outlined in the video on part two. But I do feel that that is important in order to keep streaking and even development at bay. Secondly, I do feel that a pre-wet is a good idea. As I outlined in part two, I absolutely feel that you need to do a pre-wet with the films. It doesn't hurt, and at the same time, it does seem to produce more even development on the films that I've tested. So that brings me to, what films have I tested? I looked at primarily two films. I looked at about a half a dozen films, but there were two that I really sort of focused on. The first one was the Fuji Across. Or Akros, depending on how you want to pronounce it. It's a great film. It's around 100 or 125 when you do it in stand development. What I like about this film is its reciprocity characteristics. They're just absolutely fantastic. It works really well in low light situations. I mean, after 2 minutes, you have no corrections for reciprocity, which make it a wonderful candidate. The grain structure is incredibly fine. You hear a lot of people sort of, going back and forth between T-Max 100 and the Fuji Across. You know, they're similar in a lot of ways. The Across, though, has a slightly better reciprocity characteristic, so it's the one that I decided to focus on as a 100-speed material. This film has the ability of doing a very long stand development if you want. I tested it for 1 hour, 2 hour, and 3 hour. Pretty much at 3 hours, you're not going to gain really anything, in my opinion, doing additional stand development time. As a matter of fact, some films sort of start to fall apart, and you're really, it's sort of in a bad area. So I would say up to 3 hours with the Across is fine. And I actually think 2 hours really would be my minimum with the Across. Even though I know you can do a 1 hour, I really feel that two or three pulls a little bit more out of that material, and it looks fantastic. The other material that I tested was the new Kodak 400 TMY2, the T-Max 400, the new material. It's really one of my favorite films for 400 speed. It has very good reciprocity characteristics, and additionally, extremely fine grain. And I was curious to see how it would work in stand development. In terms of exposure index, I feel it falls somewhere between 400 and, say, 640. You know, it's a little faster than 400, but you're totally usable at 400. And it really needs, in terms of stand development time, somewhere between an hour and 2 hours. It doesn't benefit from a longer stand development. As a matter of fact, I think it starts getting too contrasty at the longer times. I sort of have settled on between an hour and a half. And none of these times are that critical. So one thing that I'm going to encourage is that you do some experimentation. Try a particular dilution at 1 hour, and maybe, cut a roll of film in half and try it at an hour and a half or 2 hours, and sort of see what works best for you, what works best for your scanner and your output devices, and sort of the look that you want from the film. Okay, now I tried two different type of recipes as well. And I'll post a couple little thank yous here for people who gave me some good information and resources that I found at the bottom of this post. But the first thing that I tried, obviously, was your classic stand or semi-stand development, where I was using basically road nylon and distilled water. And this turned out fine, but as I'm sure you can imagine, the grain was more pronounced, which is, natural, extremely sharp, and it was extremely nice. However, on the TMY2, I found that the grain was a little bit too pronounced for me. It wasn't as smooth as I want that material to be. I mean, it wasn't nowhere near as smooth as I was getting on that material, say, just in straight Oxtol. So I didn't really see the true benefits that I wanted from stand development. It did have an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous dynamic range, but I really sort of wanted to keep the grain a little bit more at bay. With regards to the Cross doing it just in the standard R09 or Rodinal, I felt that using it just with the standard Rodinal, whether I was doing it at 1 to 100 or 1 to 200 or 1 to 300, I still could see the grain on my scanner. Now, some of this you got to be careful that you don't overscan your film. I mean, obviously, if you're scanning at a higher resolution than what the particular film needs, you're going to start to accentuate grain. But I did find that the grain was, it was there, but, you know, unless you were printing quite big, it was still, you know, very fine. But I started wishing I could find a little bit more. So I did a little bit of digging on the internet, and I came across a lot of people who were talking about doing an Extol Rodinal sort of split and sort of, you know, mixing the two developers together to come up with this sort of holy grail developer. And there's a book at the bottom of this post that I'm going to post a link to that had some very good information on this. And I found some information on Unblinking Eye and stuff like that. So I decided, what the heck, I'm going to go out and I'm going to try it. As Extol is one of my in-house standard developers, you know, this was easy to do. And so I mixed it up as per the recommendations, and the results were fantastic. I got better results doing the Extol Rodinal sort of combination than I got just using the standard Rodinal. The grain was much finer. My dynamic range and the beautiful shadows and controlled highlights were exactly the same. So, you know, I was sort of getting the best of both worlds. I'm getting the extreme sharpness and the wonderful long dynamic range that you would expect from stand development. Yet, because of the Extol, I'm also getting very fine grain. And this brings me to two other points. You'll hear sometimes about people adding borax, not Boraxo, but borax, to their stand development chemical mix. And this, of course, helps control fog. And, you know, not all films are as susceptible to fog as others. The Fuji Across and the TMY2 really don't get that much fog, even at, you know, an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. There's very little fog in the film. The films like Tri-X, though, are much more prone to fog. And as a result, a lot of people will add, like, you know, to 1,000 milliliter working solution, maybe, you know, a quarter teaspoon of borax to help keep sort of fog at bay. And I did a test, and it absolutely works perfectly. There are some people out there who feel that the fog sort of maybe lends a little bit to the look of you know, doing stand development. I, for one, don't like fog. So I pretty much add a quarter teaspoon of borax to all of my stand development mixes. I find that it just gives me the cleanest possible negatives that I can get. Another chemical that you hear occasionally people adding is azorbic acid. And a very small quantity, I'll give you the exact measurements during the recipes, and that's sort of when you're working in conjunction with the Extol R09 sort of mixture, it helps with regards to the grain. And, you know, sort of the recipe that I'm going to sort of advocate is one that I've seen sort of floated out there on the internet, but based upon my testing, gave me the absolute best stand development. So where does this leave us? Well, I would do stand development on the Across or the Acros, rating the film at somewhere between 100 and 125. I would mix it between the R09 one-shot, which is the Rodinal replacement, and Extol. I'll give you the exact formula. And I would suit that film for a minimum of 2 hours, ideally for 3 hours, and I would feel that that would be sort of the best of the best of that material. Using the agitation process that I have already outlined in post number 2, which is, you know, 5 minutes of agitation, you know, the 15 seconds or 5 inversions at the very beginning, and that's it. It literally sits there for 2 or 3 hours. You do not touch it. There's no reason to do intermittent agitation at the halfway point. I know some people say that that's important, but I've never had a problem with it. I think that the combination of the pre-wet and the higher, more dilute chemical that I'm working with, maybe that's lending to a more even development. But I've shot skies and open water and have never had a problem whatsoever. The next thing that I would say is that with the Kodak TMY2, I would rate that material either at box speed or around 640. And I would soup it in the R09 one-shot special, Rogue Not Replacement once again, and the XTOM mixture. It's somewhere between, say, an hour to an hour and a half. If I want a little bit of bump in contrast, if I want my highlights to have a little more kick, maybe I would take it out to 2 hours. And that'll give you definitely, a contrast bump. So if you're sort of working on an afternoon where it's a little gray, soup it out to 2 hours and you're going to get a little more snap, a little bit brighter highlight. But an hour to an hour and a half is going to give you pretty much the best of the best. The other films that I've tested include, FP4, Tri-X, HP5, and also I tested some of the BW400CN, color negative material. All of them souped fantastic in this sort of combination of Rodinal and Extol. And I really feel that that to me is sort of the best solution. Now, if you're happy with the way you're already doing stand development, then stick with it. But if you're looking for something that's a little bit different, that's going to give you all the advantages that you already know and love about stand development, and yet give you finer grain, then this Rodinal R09 mix is really, in my opinion, the best way to go. So take a look at the formulas that I've posted down below and try it for yourself. Now, you'll notice that I'm not posting any sample images whatsoever with this post. And the reason for that is I want you to go out and do it yourself. I can post up sample images all day, but based on what you see on your monitor and what I see on my monitor, it's so different that I've sort of decided that I want to encourage people to do this test themselves. It's important that you see the results for yourself and you tweak it for your personal working needs. So if you do, the across at the setting that I've given for, say, 3 hours, and you go, gee, I think maybe it's a little too far, it's a little too contrasty, then drop it down to 2.5 hours. If you've done the TMY2 for, an hour, and you want a little more contrast out of your night, then go 1.5 hours. You are going to have to experiment a little bit with this formula. The last thing that I'll say is with the two films that I've sort of featured here, once again, the Fuji Across and the TMY2, the Kodak T-Max 400, if you don't want to use the borax, that's fine. If you don't want to use the ascorbic acid, that's fine. You can just use the pure R09 one shot with the Xtol, and those two do work fine together. The other two chemicals, when you add it in, just gives a little nicer neg, a little less, a little less fog on these two films, so they don't have a tendency of fogging, and a little finer grain control. But that's really about it. So give it a shot. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Have a great day.